Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news or die trying, right? Now, we're at the point where it seems as though all hope is lost, and it seems fairly bleak, to be honest. I've spent all day and most of last night trying to find you some good news, trying to find some hope, trying to find something that I can share with you to lift your spirits, and there's not much. It's just rumor, hearsay, and things of that nature. The Pope was arrested, world leaders are being arrested, things of that nature. Things we have not confirmed and are probably just clickbait. Now, you're also hearing rumors of the Insurrection Act again, not confirmed. It might be true, and I hope that it is, but not confirmed yet, so I can't confirm it. But we also have other things that are happening that are important and need to know, and to such a degree that I had a heart attack or a stroke or something earlier. I passed out for almost 2 minutes and had a seizure, and my wife is freaking out tonight. The ambulance just left, and I feel fine for now, so I'm going to schedule an appointment with my doctor. I think it's heart-related and maybe stress, and I am going to deal with this later, but I'm still going to get this video out tonight because it's important. So with all of that said, perhaps the most important thing that we're going to discuss tonight, they are banning everyone. They banned President Trump, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, everyone from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. The only thing left was Parler and a couple of other places and platforms, and Parler was making the mistake of using Amazon's web hosting services, and they're being pulled, so it's going to take them at least a week to recover. Now, Parler is doing very well. I mean, it's popular. It's the fastest growing new social media website out there, but they're going to be down for a week. So go ahead and prepare for that. Now, all of this and more right after a short word from our Patriot sponsor, which will hopefully help me pay for a medical bill now that I did not expect. We'll see you right after a short word from our sponsors. Here we go. This video is brought to you by GreenPillLiving.com. where you can find the most powerful, potent, full-spectrum CBD on the market, as well as Carbon Shield 60 hemp seed oil. In fact, these two products are at an amazing discount all the way up until January 15th at midnight Pacific if you use the coupon code NOSTRESS for 30% off. That's greenpillliving.com, coupon code NOSTRESS for 30% off. And that's both the hemp seed product for Carbon Shield 60 and CBD. Amazing products. I hope you enjoy. Now back to the video.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Now first, I've already covered the mini Antifa undercover MAGA that were there. They were really pretending to be MAGA. They were there to incite violence, cause problems, and be seen on camera wearing that MAGA hat and those Q signs doing it. Now, I've already made a connection between the now infamous Viking and Austin Steinbart, a known agent provocateur and infiltrator himself, who has tried in the past to organize with moderate success, minor success, getting other Q people to try to commit group criminal activity with him. He's actually was in jail. He recently passed out in court, which was a lot funnier to me until I passed out tonight. And now I'm a little bit worried about it. So continuing, we have far-left activist John Sullivan, who was there. He was pretending to be a journalist, but he was also organizing a Antifa event in the area at the same time as the Stop the Steal rally. And he was released without charges. So it's going to be very interesting to see the few Antifa that we can find and spot. And there's more than a few, really, at this point. They're all going to get out of it. Watch and see. They can't arrest their own, or they're going to start to rat on them. You can't arrest your foot soldiers if they're going to say it was you that paid them, or one of your minions, right? Now, in Washington, the One China policy is dead. Pompeo is lifting restrictions on U.S. and Taiwan relations. This is a really fun way to say goodbye if you are leaving your first term to China, because this will really piss them off. They are already preparing to invade Taiwan. They're ramping up the war rhetoric. They've already invaded Hong Kong, and they're starting to get rid of the dissidents. This is basically a very terrible thing for China. They're going to hate this. They're really going to hate this, because it really starts to destroy the One China policy they're trying to create, which has always been laughable to me, because policy does not translate into international law. I don't really particularly care what China's one policy is, you know? I don't care if they have a One China or a 20 policy, or 20 China policy, because I don't follow Chinese law. Neither does Taiwan. It'd be the same as though, you know, Canada tried to declare Alaska as part of theirs again, or if they tried to declare North Carolina as part of theirs. It'd be ridiculous, right? And people would not stand for it. Well, what if the balance of powers between those two forces, what if Canada wanted to take out North Carolina, and North Carolina was a tiny island with no military or barely any military, right? That's what's happening here. They just basically started to tell everyone, that's part of our land. You go through us. You don't talk to them. That's the One China policy. Now, the Viking warrior has now been arrested on federal charges. We're going to see whether or not that sticks. His name is Jacob Anthony Chansley, also known as Jake Angeli. And we also have Michael Cohen saying that he is working with the Democrats to provide testimony against Trump and the Trump family. Now, here's the real catch, folks. They're going to fabricate continual infinite amount of crimes in whatever it takes number to get to President Trump. They're going to keep making stuff up. They're going to keep using people like Cohen to fabricate it if necessary until they get him. President Trump can't pardon his way out of this. His only option, and this is the thing that gives me the most hope, is the Insurrection Act. His only option at this point is to use the military and set a fair election. You know, this has precedent in history. I believe it was Caesar who was forced into assuming the throne, essentially, and using the military to effect a coup d'etat in Rome and take power from the Senate, because they wanted to destroy him after he left office. You know, he was just a general at the time. So I think we may be seeing a similar situation where President Trump and his family are backed into a corner, and those who supported him at high levels, and they have no choice but to lay it on the line, sacred honor and all of that, and to not engage in a coup, because President Trump has the legitimate constitutional authority to do this. Thank God for that, because we have legitimacy. If he exercises that option in the next 10 days, because today is the 10th. Now, we also have Pelosi officially launching a second Trump impeachment and attempting to go through the 25th Amendment to, I guess, call him mentally incapacitated and get him out that way. Anything they can do to get him out immediately, because they are afraid of what he is about to do to them. They are afraid of what he is about to declass, what moves he is about to make in retaliation. They want this over quickly, and they want to crush all dissent, and then they want to move to harvest us and rape society, and you know it's going to be bad if they take power. Especially for Trump supporters. Especially for prominent Trump supporters. I fear for my life if Biden takes power. Now, Pelosi is insane, but, you know, she has a lot of backing for this. Even Republicans are backing her for this. So it is coming down to a big fight in Congress. Now, Biden is also starting fights. He says he will defeat the NRA while in office. That means one thing. That means gun owners. That means your Second Amendment right. That means they are going after the guns, and you know what comes next. Every single time, there's 80 million of us Trump supporters that will not take it and will not support this false president, and they will murder us. Mark my words, I am not being hyperbolic. They will kill us off. And if you don't believe me, go look at the Undercover Project Veritas videos of inside the Bernie Sanders campaign. The staffers were joking around the water cooler, so to speak, about lining us up in the gulags. They were serious. Antifa is serious. These people have what it takes to go out in the streets wearing masks and commit organized crimes. I mean, our side fights like the Flynns, and that's honorable and noble, but their side fights like the Lannisters. And if you get that joke, if you get that reference, you'll understand exactly what I mean. The Lannisters are a bloodthirsty royal family from the Game of Thrones TV show, which is a very popular TV show. It's, yes, it has dragons and stuff, but I'm using it to teach my wife, who really loves it now, about how politics really works. It's sort of like the House of Cards show, only with swords and dragons. Now, continuing, we have the CEO of Parler saying that, quote, this was a coordinated attack. He's referencing Amazon booting the platform from its services, and that means they have to rebuild from scratch. That's another week, and it's going to be down. So be on Gab, be on Parler, be on BitChute, Rumble, Brighteon, everywhere. Clout Hub, hopefully we'll be back on there soon. They're having to do the same thing on Clout Hub. They had to rebuild or find new providers because they banned my channel and a few other channels from Clout Hub. They told them, your whole website goes down until you ban these channels. And I was on that list because they fear us, folks. Well, now we fear them too. If Trump concedes this thing, we're in a lot of trouble. We still have MAGA. We still have Where We Go One, We Go All. We still have 80 million awake patriots who are paying attention. And they're still armed. They can't just kill us off, but they could starve us or release bioweapons and then vaccinate us to death. And the vaccines are making a lot of people die, a lot of people sick. A lot of people start to become paralyzed and maimed. Geez, I'm already having seizures. What would happen if they forced me to take a vaccine? Now I'm really worried, right? I won't take a vaccine, and I'm sure that many of you won't. In fact, we have a video at the end of this where you're going to see even medical staff are refusing. Now, pro-Chinese authorities are blocking Hong Kong protest websites simultaneously with the U.S.'s big tech crackdown. So, as big tech cracks down on free speech, banning even President Trump, even his emails providers are banning him. So he can't even email you anymore from the Trump campaign. That is how bad it has gotten, folks. It's a matter of time until they take down our website at nemosnewsnetwork.com and until they take down our email list. We have a Telegram chat. We have actually two Telegrams. One of them is a chat. One of them is like a news update where you can't chat. And they're on the website at nemosnewsnetwork.com/finder, or if you go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/telegram, you can come join the chat. You know, we have a number of options: BitChute, YouTube, Brighteon, Parler, which will be down for a week. You know, we have options. We're out there, but they're going to take everything they can down as fast as they can, and they're doing it in coordination. We also have the CEO of Gab blaming the CIA and Mockingbird Media for the latest PSYOP, with multiple accounts, even maybe millions, randomly popping up new accounts with no history and making threats of violence, trying to get the platform banned. That is the sort of thing they've done in the past to the Q boards, where Q will post. They'll get on there and they'll post terrible racist or threatening or terroristic things, and they'll try to just insert in randomness has nothing to do with the conversation where people are doing legitimate research into political issues. They just start talking about, you know, terrible things. And they're just trying to get everyone banned. They're trying to take down the platform. And it's just a false flag, but internet form. We also have the Trump campaign, as I said, being banned from its email provider. We have on Parler, if you haven't joined that yet, I will be leaving Facebook soon if I'm not banned before I leave. So go ahead and find me on Parler and other places. As I said, nemosnewsnetwork.com/finder. And you can join us at the newsletter as well at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Now, and by the way, for Parler, you know, it'll be on there, but it's just Dustin Nemos, if you want to look me up on there. Now, in D.C., they've told us repeatedly that this poor police officer was virtually beaten to death by a fire extinguisher, but that's not what really happened. It looks as though he died of a medical condition, and they're using it for spin. They're using it to try to demonize patriots and make us as terrorists when we're not. Now, beyond that, I also want to mention that Devin Nunes says that these CEOs who are doing this should be prosecuted criminally. And before I play this video about the vaccines being refused, we're going to have a short conversation about what happens next. So, let me drink some water. Here's where we're at. If President Trump gives up or does not act by the 20th and Joe Biden assumes power, we need to assume, at least the way it looks right now, that President Trump is giving up. Now, that means that President Trump just pissed off the hornet's nest and left us to deal with the hornets. We're in trouble. We need to stick together. We need to form communities. We need to protect each other. We need to make sure we have our cameras out. And we need to think like the Lannisters think. I'm not saying to act the way they act, but you need to think politically. You need to think strategically. You need to think about how they're going to come at you and hurt you. And you need to harden yourself and make it difficult to be a victim. You know, don't be a soft target. Be ready with your food supplies. Be ready with savings. Don't let them have anything they can destroy you with, like a job or starvation. Be ready in case they say you take the vaccine or you don't get to participate in this thing that you love to do or need to do, like going to the grocery store to get food, or going to the gym, or going to social activities, or traveling, or having a job. You need to be ready for this. Folks, you won't have to go for very long without a job, because people are going to start dying off relatively quickly, and they're going to have, it's going to be a different world in a year or two if this plan goes through. You just need to bunker down for a while and hope for the best in that case, and try not to do it alone. I don't know what comes next, and as I said, I wanted to give you something more optimistic, and I don't have much for you. The rumors I'm hearing are not good, even by those who are fairly well connected, mid-level. We'll see what happens. I understand that if they're doing something, it would be played very close to the chest and be kept very, very secret until too late for the enemy to notice, as President Trump would strike like the fastest animal alive. I don't know what comes next. I'm scared like the rest of you. But I know this, I will be here to tell you the truth for as long as I can, assuming they don't kill me or I don't pass out and die or something. And we'll get through this thing. This too shall pass. It won't get us all. And our spirit is stronger than ever. We are more united than ever. We are more awake than ever. Everything they wanted to do is made impossible by that small fact alone. We don't need Trump. We have an army of 80 million patriots or more, probably double that. And they support Trump and what he stood for. So Trump, if they get rid of him somehow, we're going to go through hard times, but I don't think he's going to disappear. I think he'll still be there to support us. I think he may create a news agency or a social media website or something and put these bastards out of business. If he acts quickly, he could be president again for 4 more years and replace Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube all at once. Maybe Google, too. Wouldn't that be nice? It would help pay him back for all of the millions, maybe even at this point, billions of dollars he's lost to support us. We've all lost a lot to support this movement. I've probably lost millions of dollars because of destroyed business and revenue and lost potential and taking away my YouTube channel, my income there, just the constant censorship, the deplatforming, 100+ thousand subscribers gone. But we believe in the mission. That's why I come home from a surgery a couple months ago, and I still did 4 or 5 videos afterwards the same day. That's why tonight I'm getting on here after I had a heart attack or a stroke. I don't know what happened. I was leaning back to stretch, and I had both my arms up over my head because I'm always at this damn desk, and I had a sharp pop of pain in my heart, And it just kind of lingered for a while. So I went and told my wife what happened. And I apparently passed out for a minute or two, had a seizure. And, some other things happened. And it just wasn't good. But I felt fine afterwards, if just a little bit lightheaded. Had no memory of the event. So that's where we're at. Just happened 30 minutes or 45 minutes ago. Now, I'm going to leave this video with, hopefully, I know it's a little uncertain for all of us, but I'm going to leave you with a video about the vaccines and hopefully a little bit of optimism, because if we stand together, they cannot force us all. If we're getting the kind of refusal rates on the vaccines and numbers of 50 to 60% the way we're seeing in many places, they can't even just threaten to fire us all. It won't work that way. They'll go out of business immediately. There's strength in numbers. So when they come for you, be ready for it. Don't be alone. Be with a union of people that say there's 10 or 20 of us that will leave if you try to vaccinate me or any of us. We will quit immediately, or we will, you know, whatever it may be, or we'll compete with you, right? Maybe it's the time to start a small business online or at home, because they're destroying everything else, and they will continue with the COVID lockdowns, COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-200. It'll never stop, because they love that power until we make it stop. We'll see you guys on the next one. Here is that amazing video. I think you'll enjoy it. Dustin Nemos out.
It was a surprise when I would ask a healthcare worker, okay, you know, we can give you the vaccine now. Do you want to come in? And they would just say, no, thank you.
Somewhere around 40% of staff in nursing homes is taking the vaccine, 60% are not taking it.
In Orange County, 30 to 40% of the staff declined to be vaccinated. In Riverside County, the number is 25 to 40%.
Missouri Nurses Association Director Heidi Lucas says because nurses are familiar with how things work in the medical field, the speed at which the coronavirus vaccine was made is concerning for some.
Jean Marie Nacer is a nurse in Boca Raton who says she is not getting a vaccine for COVID.
I've looked at the science. I've studied what they have put forth in their studies and their warnings, their precautions, and the side effects.
I'd say we're probably a 50-50 split for people who'd be willing to get the vaccine and those who don't want to. I probably would not get vaccinated. I would like to see if...